Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaylin. How can I help you?
Yes, this is Oren Pitcher, and I applied for the license a couple of days ago. And while in the process of doing that, it got all convoluted, and I don't know what happened, but it wouldn't let me go on. So I tried to go back on the screen, and it wouldn't bring up my personal information. So I'm wondering now, how am I going to get one of these licenses? And what have I been charged on my credit card?
Well, let me see. And you said, and what problems were you having?
I tried to go back to see if I had filled a portion out or something. And when I came back in, it didn't tell me anything about the video, or because I didn't watch the video, but I had already given them my credit card information to be billed. I don't know if I was billed or not, or whether I can go forward and get one.
Okay. Well, let me double check. Let's see. So you don't know if you're being billed or not?
No.
Okay, we can most definitely look into that. Can I please have your zip code?
85925.
85925.
Yes.
85925. Thank you. And the first and last names, please.
Pitcher, P-I-T-C-H-E-R, is my first last name. Oren, O-R-A-N, is my first name.
Okay. Can I please have your phone number? I'm sorry. Pitcher. Let me try to. Yeah, what's your phone number? Let's see.
You want my telephone number or not?
Yes, you can go ahead with it.
Okay. 928-821-4205.
Thank you. For security purposes of the account, can you verify your address, please?
1036 South Water Canyon Road.
Thank you. And I was able to locate the account for Rush CCW. So, yes, you did go ahead and place the order for that CCW.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you said.
So you did place the order for the CCW?
Yeah.
Okay. So it did charge you. You wanted to see who did it charge you or not?
Well, or how do I go forward to getting the license? If not, I don't want to make sure my credit card wasn't charged.
Well, it's an email sent. You should receive an email giving you the instructions on what to do going forward. Did you check and see if you have that email?
Yeah, well, I've got three emails from them. Let me look here. It says
it should
download
be
application email. Okay. Or I mean window. Let's see.
So you're going to download the certificate. You're going to complete an application form, DSS P260. And then you're gonna send a money order, a cashier check in the amount of $100 payable to the state of New Hampshire, treasurer. And then one envelope with that.
That's only if you're reapplying for another license to renew it. It's supposed to be $69 to get the New Hampshire license, but supposedly I have to watch the video and sign some sort of papers. But I don't have any of that information now. I don't want to go through it again and give my credit card information again and still be billed for two.
No, you're not going to, yeah, you don't have to give your information again. Your package information is sent in your email. So if you don't have it now, give at least within 24 to 48 hours because you did just process. No, you did this on the 5th. Today's Wednesday. Have you checked your spam? Because it's a, you should have the package in your email to explain your next steps and what to do.
I've checked my email. I just read to you all three of them that I got. They don't have anything to do with me getting a package.
Okay, would you allow me one moment, please? Would you allow me one moment, please? And you said now you have a certificate, you're trying to continue with the next steps, and you don't have that email.
I don't have a certificate.
No, the certificate should have been sent in your email as well. Now, let me verify that email as well. The email I have is picture, PITCHERS. Performance at ESEDONA.net.
That's correct.
Okay. Would you allow me one moment, please? All right. You said it is correct email. So let me send this over to someone to look into it so we can see what's going on and why you haven't received these emails with your information. And verify, give me what email do you have so I can make sure. You said you have three. Can you read them out to me?
Okay. It says concealed handgun permit application steps.
Okay, there you go. See, that's them your steps right there.
What did you just say?
Those are the steps that you're going to take.
Okay. Well, it's... Okay, and I downloaded the application. That next email I got was non-resident concealed handgun application permit. Same thing as I just read to you. So there's two of those. Okay. The next one is a U.S. support team is here to assist you. Please reach out with any questions you may have. As a resolution to me, them not being able to figure it out because I didn't complete everything.
Right. So you have to complete all the steps that's listed,
well,
sir.
I can't complete it if I don't have an application. If I reapply for it, they don't give you any information until you give them the money.
The non-resident application.
What?
The non-resident application is what you have to fill out. You're going to have to send a money order or a cashier. So have you sent the money order, cashier's check, and the amount, the $100 payable to the state of New Hampshire?
Why are you saying that? You're just reading that off the screen. That has nothing to do with me. I'm a new one. I'm not trying to reapply or to, I don't know, maybe it lasts 5 years. I have no idea it lasts. And neither do you, apparently, because you're not. All you're doing is reading me the stuff that I've got on my screen. And if I go through, I'm not going to get any information. If I start from back when, I'm not going to get any information until I give them my credit card and they charge me and they say your order is complete, whatever. And I don't want to redo that because that'll be $269 my card will be charged to.
Well, with this
so
one,
can you understand that?
Okay, you've already completed this step of getting your certificate, sir. That's what the $69 is for. The other payment is for the non-resident application, which is different from your certificate.
Oh, so you want more money after the $69?
Yes. So after you pay the $69, you have to complete the application form DSSP260. And then you have to send a money order, a cashier check, in the amount of $100 payable to the state of New Hampshire.
Okay, well, can you do this for me? Can you cancel this whole thing? I don't want my card charged $69, and I don't want a concealed carry permit from New Hampshire.
Okay, would you allow me one brief moment?
Sure.
Let me look the account and see what I can do.
Okay, thank you.
And what state are you in?
Arizona.
Okay. You say you're in Arizona, so I don't see that Arizona is listed. Would you allow me one moment, okay?
All right.
Okay. Now, as a courtesy, I can go ahead and give you a 30% refund back. I'm sorry, $30 refund back, and that's the best I can do. Since everything's already been processed.
So I should get some sort of notice that I have not been charged.
Yeah. So I apologize if you overlook what our service provides. The application form DSSP260 is a requirement for anyone applying.
But the realization is, after you go through all that, the insinuation, the perception that they show you is that for $69, you're going to get a concealed carry permit. Then after they have that amount of money, now they're saying in order to really get it, you have to send another $100 check or money order, and that's a scam. That's misleading the public, because everybody that has read this says the same thing. Well, you keep going until they keep charging you. You don't know what is exactly what you get charged for until you pay them, and then they'll send me a packet in the email, and that was not how they described what is supposed to do. So you can see what's going on. I know you probably don't work for them. You work for a bunch of companies, but I can tell you this, that is the closest thing to a fraudulent scam that I have seen.
And I do apologize
and
about this.
If I don't get that money back, then I'm going to turn this into the Better Business Bureau in every state that you can supposedly can can give send an emails to. I got the email. I didn't ask for one. I got it. It seemed like a pretty good deal. But it turned from $69 to $169 now after you've already paid it. Then they may send it to you. Now, I don't know about the 30-minute video you got to watch either, but I'm sure that somehow that comes into play too. So, you know, just get it canceled. There shouldn't be no problem with it. If I get it, I'm going to refuse it anyway to the credit card and have them investigate it.
All right, no problem, sir. So I was able to go ahead and process that full refund of $69, and you'll receive a 3 to 5 business days in this account, so you won't have to worry about anything. I did get it refunded for you.
Thank you. I sure hope so.
Okay. And would there be anything else I can help you with?
Nope. Thank you.
No problem, Mr. Pitcher. And thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.